Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a deadly police shooting in the South Bay now under investigation. Hear from the witnesses who watched it all go down.
And the pandemic taking a huge toll on workers at a North Bay hospital. This morning, the struggles amid the staffing shortage. Plus,
this is really something that government needs to step in to deal with.
The warning this morning, look out for fake COVID testing sites. How health officials say you can spot the scams.
And today, recommendations are set to be released on how to help rebuild the town of Paradise after the deadly campfire. We'll have the details coming up.
You can see all that fog behind Jocelyn there. Good morning to you. It's Thursday, January 20th. I'm Lynn Keyes.
And I'm Amanda Starantino. We're going to talk about that fog that we're seeing this morning with Darren Peck. Darren, is it going to fade off anytime soon? We have a lot of drivers on the road.
Typical time for that, Amanda, is probably going to be around 11 o'clock this morning before it really starts clearing out significantly. Could be a little earlier than that in places. But what's different about today is it's more widespread and in the heart of the Bay. That's the Bay Bridge there. Looks real pretty from above it, where you see the towers sticking up above the fog. But that is now, you know, you got to drive through that on the deck of the bridge. And it's not only there, the entire East Bay shoreline and the peninsula, 280, 101. But it's not San Jose. That dense fog advisory does not include the heart of Santa Clara Valley. However, all up the peninsula, East Bay shoreline, Hayward, your visibility is down to like half a mile right now. And it's less than that in the North Bay valleys. But you know who doesn't have a problem? The inland valleys of the East Bay. That's the view from Mount Diablo, looking out over Concord. It's not foggy over here. We'll watch it, see if anything develops for you guys. Temperatures right now are in the low 40s for most of us, but it's a cold 37 in Livermore. That's part of that clear sky story, because no fog, clear sky, it's gotten colder. So this lasts till late morning, and then for the rest of today, you're going to get more blue sky, and we'll warm up back into the low and mid-60s again. I'll have much more on this coming up in the whole forecast. For now, let's see what Gianna's got on that drive.
Hey, Darren, we've got brake lights and we've got fog. That's what you can expect when you hit the roadways this morning. Let's start off the live look at the Bay Bridge. Certainly foggy this morning, as Darren mentioned. If you are headed into San Francisco, that dense fog advisory is in effect. So heads up there, limited visibility, metering lights are on, and we've got a backup already at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. It stays foggy all the way into San Francisco. Here's a live look near that Skyway area as you come off the Bay Bridge heading into the city. Now, we do have a couple of accidents as well in San Francisco, two separate crashes. In fact, northbound 101, right at that 80 connector eastbound, there is a left lane block because of that crash involving two vehicles. Also, northbound 101 at Cesar Chavez, we've got a crash there also blocking lanes. So expect a slow ride as you head into San Francisco. Len?
Thank you, Gianna. This morning, we continue to follow that deadly shootout with police in San Jose. It left a carjacking suspect dead and others injured in the process. KPIX 5, Justin Andrews is live this morning. And Justin, we talked to witnesses who watched as all of this played out.
Yeah, and those who saw this whole thing go down in the typically quiet Rose Garden neighborhood are still trying to make sense of all of this.
It went from sort of the pop, 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 and then all of a sudden there was like a whole lot.
And probably about 20 shots.
San Jose police tell us its chopper pilot started tracking the suspect after being notified that the car had been stolen. Police say the suspect in the stolen car got out and tried to carjack another vehicle. After a failed attempt, the suspect got back into the stolen car and ended up in the Rose Garden neighborhood, where people inside their homes heard a loud crash. They were hearing the suspect slam into another car with people inside. Officers got there and say they were confronted by the suspect carrying a gun when he began firing at officers. That's when the bullet battle got underway and officers were forced to fire back.
As soon as he saw our units arrive, he shot at them more than one time. Obviously fearing for their lives, they were engaged by gunfire by the suspect. Our officers on scene here returned fire. The suspect was hit. He was quickly transported to a local hospital where he has been pronounced deceased.
All right, so police are still investigating this morning. That scene is still active. As for the two people inside the car the suspect hit, they had minor to moderate injuries. Ann.
I'm Ann Makovic here at the live news desk on the anniversary, the first anniversary of President Biden's inauguration. He has been on the job for a year. Let's take a live look at the White House this morning, where he's dealing with some disheartening news on his popularity. A clear majority of Americans disapproving of how he's handling the job. That's according to a new poll from the AP. Yesterday, he took questions at a news conference for the first time in several months in the face of the continuing pandemic and big time inflation. He was asked about his waning popularity and responded, "I don't believe the polls." But according to it, right now, only about 28% of Americans say that they want Biden to run for re-election in 2024. Less than half of Democrats say they want that to happen. We'll keep our eye on it. Back to you.
And happening today, the National Education Association and other educators will be discussing the ongoing teacher shortage. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, on the agenda, how the shortage is affecting schools and how we can help students, educators, and communities during this time. It comes after Governor Newsom signed an executive order last week, making it easier for districts to hire teachers and other employees. It allows schools to extend substitute teachers' assignments, bring back retired educators, and speed up the hiring process for short-term subs.
New numbers from the state show COVID cases trending down slightly. There are 98,000 new cases, and the test positivity rate dropped a bit to just under 21%. To Napa now, where workers at Queen of the Valley Medical Center claim the hospital is severely understaffed and underpaid. Like many other healthcare facilities, Queen of the Valley is dealing with staffing shortages. Employees say it's due to COVID and the lack of fair compensation. To ease some of the stress in California hospitals, the state has allowed asymptomatic COVID-positive workers to return to work.
And then everybody in the lab had to test. Another lady tested positive. They told her, "You don't have symptoms, you can come to work." Now her whole family is infected and she's still working. She's taking blood from cancer patients.
Providence says it is taking a multi-pronged approach to resolve staffing issues. Talks are expected to continue today.
This morning, some ambulance companies are telling state lawmakers that paramedics have to wait up to 8 hours to transfer patients to emergency rooms. First responders expressed their frustrations to an assembly committee yesterday. They say long wait times prevent them from responding to new emergency calls. Some EMS workers call this the most significant medical crisis in the state and recommend imposing fines for any ambulance that waits more than 20 minutes and updating old EMS rules. And this morning, the Better Business Bureau is issuing a warning about fake COVID-19 testing sites.
It comes as high demand for tests is leading a surge in mobile test sites nationwide. Health officials say these bogus sites are putting consumers at risk. Some advice on how to avoid getting scammed: do your research to find authorized testing sites, read the fine print on anything you're asked to sign, and watch out for lookalike websites made to look like legitimate companies.
That's the real risk right now, that people are going to get your personal information and then take that and try and get more money out of you. This is really something that government needs to step in to deal with.
And remember, you can request free COVID tests from the government at covidtests.gov. That's covidtests.gov. And for more information on COVID tests, vaccines, or boosters, you can also visit our county-by-county resource guide at kpix.com.
Happening today, a group of real estate professionals are releasing recommendations on how to help rebuild the town of Paradise after the campfire in 2018. Jocelyn is following this story for us. And Jocelyn, what are some of their proposed plans to do this?
Yeah, well, Amanda, there are quite a few things that we can expect from this. Now, this last November marked 3 years since the campfire, the deadliest in California's history. And today, a team of real estate professionals are expected to release their report. That includes, take a look here, ways to overcome challenges to rebuild Paradise's housing stock over the next 5 years. That includes adding housing for mixed income levels, efforts to rebuild commercial properties and services lost, and multiple infrastructure improvements. Now, the recommendations are intended to build on top of some already existing efforts in Paradise. This comes as President Joe Biden just this week unveiled a 10-year plan to spend billions of dollars to reduce fire risk and combat destructive wildfires on roughly 50 million acres of land. Now, that report on recommendations is set to be released around 10:30 this morning. Of course, we'll keep you updated. For now, live in San Francisco, I'm Jocelyn Brandt, KPIX 5.